This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Once more, Asma has the pleasure to be your host, and at your service, of course. And then in here, we have two very dear guests, brother Mustafa and sister Amina. And I'm so happy to be here with you guys. But then, like the usual format of Back to Reality, I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself. And since ladies are first, so we'll just start with sister Amina. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so much. My name is Amina Hosseini, and I was born and raised in Australia. I've been in Iran for a few years now because of my father's studies. He's a scholar. And then I met my husband, and he's also a scholar. And that's pretty much it.
Thank you very much for coming here, sister. And you, brother.
Sure. My name is Mustafa, and I've been in Iran now for 6 years. I'm studying Hawza, and I'm studying psychology here.
So thank you, both of you, for coming here. Well, usually in Back to Reality, we come to discuss some very important issues that might give us some hints about ourself, about our lives, about our religion, and things and stuff like that. So as for today, we're going to talk about something which is, I guess, the thing that happens to every single person in this world. Like, there's no one of us who would have never asked themselves about the fact that my name, my nationality, many things like that are picked up for me. They're not chosen by me. Like, I'm not the one who personally picks the name for myself or pick my own nationality, the place I live. Like, these stuff are pre-planned. I have no part in them, no role in choosing them. Shouldn't it be optional?
I wish it was optional, although to a certain extent, I mean, it is optional to a certain extent, right? Some of these things. You can change your religion, right? You can change your name if you don't really like it.
But when you are a kid, you can't, actually.
Right. I mean, we wish it was optional and was available to us, but that's just how the way the world is, right? That's how, for example, many things in life are going to can't be changed. Like, can I change the sun or can I change the earth? No, these things are already created by God for us. I think what we should focus on are the things that we can change, those choices that we do have in life.
Yeah. Right?
It will be much better to focus on those rather than just like getting caught up in those things that are fixed for us, right?
Yeah. So, sister, I mean, now
I would say that if we could change our nationality and our name as a child, that would go very wrong. I mean, we have kids now changing their genders.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And you can see how wrong that is.
Right, right.
So the fact that we can't change it, I think that's a good thing.
That's a good thing to have it pre-planned for us.
As an adult, you want to change your name or your nationality, you want to go to a different country, you want to change your religion. You know, as an adult, you're more understanding. But as a child, when our parents pick that for us, or the country that we're in that picks us for us, that's a good thing, in my opinion. that's a really good thing.
Yeah, but when you grow older and you start thinking about that, when you compare yourself to other people, then you would come to say that, okay, why I have been born into this family? I had no role into picking this family for myself.
Yeah, that comes to mind a lot.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
Yeah, it happens. That's what we hear, like, among our classmates, among our friends, even in relatives. Like, many people are not satisfied with their names, with their nationality.
They can change their name.
Yes, and the names could be changed now.
Even the nationality can be changed.
Yeah, you can.
It's not really that easy. From New Zealand,
I'm not really from Australia. My parents went
there. Not that easy for everyone.
True. It's hard getting a new nationality.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so difficult.
But religion, you know, you grow up in a Shia household. You're influenced by Islam and stuff. It's not forced upon you.
Yeah.
So it's up to us to accept and practice that faith.
Yeah. So you mean the religion is a different stuff. Like when you have it chosen for you when you're a
it's
child.
It's not really
then
chosen
can.
Though. It's just... See, like, your family is Shia.
It's imposed on
you. Yeah, it's like it's influence, like the influence, like the surroundings.
Yeah.
It's that religion, but it's not forced upon you, really. It's upon yourself to accept it and to
exactly
accept
yeah,
that
I do
religion.
Believe so, because religion is something that you must accept it with your heart. There are many people who have a sort of a religion, but unfortunately they're not the same as what they believe in, or the same as the religion that they believe to be a part of. So I guess this is just the introduction to our discussion. We go for a short break and then we'll come back to see what's more. Yes, there are many things that we're born with, like our names, our nationalities, the family that we are born into. So we cannot certainly do things to change them when we were a kid. But nowadays, if you grow older, you can change at least part of it, like for name, for even the faith. Many people are not satisfied with the religion they have, so they come to study to educate themselves, and by the education they find the right path, and then they follow up that journey to continue having a better faith, like a more complete sort of a religion. Now, this is just the introduction. By the way, you're listening to Back to Reality. Sister Amina and Brother Mustafa are in here helping us with the topic. Let's just consider about every other things that we have no role, no part in them. It's not just about your name, nationality, or things like that. Sometimes it goes beyond that. There are some things in this world that are preset, like they're there, and we have to accept them. But the process of accepting is a little bit of difficult.
You know, one thing I want to, you know, the reason I think sometimes this question comes up is maybe we're not happy with what we've inherited, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if every single human being thinks that way, right? Let's say like everybody's, how do you know that if you were to change those fixed things that you would be happy in that situation, because that person is also thinking the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there has to be some things that are fixed to begin with. Otherwise, like, how would things get started? If I were to give you optional for everything, let's say God gave us the option for everything, how do you know you would end up making the right choice until you experience that choice?
Yeah, because we understand things based on their oppositions.
Right. Like they say the grass is greener, you know, I was on the other side, but that's what I mean. If you're on the other side and maybe this side looks greener to you, you don't know necessarily.
You want what you can't get.
Exactly.
It's human nature, I think.
Yeah.
To want what you can't have.
Exactly.
But we have to learn to be grateful. For example, the family that we're born with, we can't choose our family. We're born into that family. But we can learn to accept and love them.
Yeah, this is very true. But you know, the process of accepting,
it's hard.
That's so difficult.
It's hard, yeah. It is hard. But I guess it's a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to accept it, it's a journey of accepting.
So you mean it's a sort of actually maturing?
Yeah.
The whole idea is maturing. Like, you come to accept it when you turn into a mature person.
And, of course, part of it is that this life is a test. So not everything's going to be perfect for anyone. Every single human being has some issue or problem. There's a really good TV show that comes here called during Ramadan called Mehfil. I'm sure you guys have seen it. It's a really good show. It's about the Quran, and they have different guest speakers. One of the speakers that came this Ramadan, he had a really interesting story to tell. He said that when he was younger in university, there was a student that everyone admired. You know, he was good at his studies. He was pious. You know, everything was good in his life. And then he said one day he went to his home, and they were studying together. This is the first time he went to his home. Someone knocked on the door, and a small 6-7-year-old girl came in who had Down syndrome. And, you know, she came and asked this person that everyone admired, you know, can you help me go to the bathroom? You know, once she left, he asked about her, and he said, you know, that's my sister. She was born with Down syndrome, and, you know, she had all of these issues, right? The point of the speaker was that if someone, you think that someone has, like, intelligence, and they won't have money. If they have money, they won't, you know, if they have both, then somebody in their family will be sick, for example, right?
All you mean to say is that nobody is happy with their own life.
Life isn't perfect.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Nobody's happy with their own life.
I mean, not happy in the sense of materialistic way. I mean, everything is not going to be complete in anyone's life.
Nothing is perfect.
Exactly.
Nobody's life is perfect. It's like a very good example. Don't judge a book's cover. Right. Don't judge a pic based on the appearance. Like, don't judge based on what you see. Mm-hmm. Because you don't know what's going on behind the, like, what's going on in the family, the situation, exactly. The intention.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
There was something I heard, I guess it was a narration, like in the Day of Judgment, when we all are there prepared to be judged by God, there is this tree that everyone's problems, everyone's difficulty is going to be hang on from that tree. And then everybody is going to see that. And they're going to compare, and everybody would say that, okay, I'm satisfied already with the difficulties that I had, comparing myself to other people. Their own difficulties was not as difficult, as hard as my own difficulties. So it's just the matter of, I guess, comparison. The first step to all these wrong thinkings, or let's say saddening sort of thinking, is the fact that we compare ourselves to others. If we stop doing that, I guess life is going to be a lot more easier.
Start learning to be grateful instead of comparing, constantly comparing. Oh, she has that. Oh, she, maybe men as well, but women, they compare their looks a lot.
Exactly, yeah,
like, they do that. She looks beautiful, but you don't know that she had surgery. Maybe she looks beautiful, but like she has a bad life.
So we have to learn that nothing is as perfect as it seems from the outside.
Nothing is really perfect.
Yeah.
And then the other thing the sisters mentioned is about being thankful and grateful. I think that's the key to sort of happiness here, or, you know, being satisfied with what you have, is being thankful for what you have. So I think happiness is actually sort of a perception, you know.
Exactly.
It's based on how you perceive life and your situation. If you're constantly thinking, I wish I was a different nationality, I wish I was born somewhere else, I wish I was, you know, the opposite gender, for example, then you're not going to be happy.
You're going to become really bitter. Your life becomes bitter. You become bitter. You can become very negative. Like, it's constantly in your thoughts. Why am I not better? Why am I not like this? So, yeah, it's a perception. If you start giving yourself happy thoughts, you become happy. Mm-hmm. If you surround yourself by happy thoughts.
By the way, God in the Holy Book of Quran as well has mentioned this very fact that he's going to judge us based on our own capacities. So he's not going to ask more than what he has given to us. So if I think I don't have a good family, if I think I was not been born into a perfect country, if I am, I don't know, I have some deficiencies, some problems, whatever, these are the situations that I'm going to be judged by. I'm not going to be judged to be judged based on whatever other people have. I'm going to be judged based on my own capacities and my own situation. So this is another factor. Also, there's another point I would like to draw some attention to it. These things are not going to be a good excuse for people to go into the wrong journeys. I'm just saying this for all those people who are using their family, using their preset situations or whatever background to say that, okay, I am this monster because I had a bad background. I had a bad family.
Well, she was born into a rich family. It's easy for her to be good. It's easy for her to have good grades, get into a good university. Yeah. I was born poor in a bad place. That's no excuse.
Yeah. These are just excuses that are not going to
apart from that, I mean, I think the good news is even if you were born in a difficult situation, it's temporary, right? This life's going to end and you have the opportunity to create a everlasting, you know, eternity for yourself based off of your actions here. So what you make out of this, whatever you've been given here, even if it's fixed, you can make the best out of it for the next life.
That's it. That's the point. Like, you are given a sort of presuppositions in here, and based on these things, you have to create your own life. This is the test of your life. And it is up to you to make the best of it or to go to the
wrong
end.
Another thing is, right, we have in the Quran, it comes a lot of, and we have a lot of hadith as well, that Allah doesn't give us more than what we can bear. So any hardship that we're going through, you know, it's something that we can bear.
Exactly.
Allah, you know, when He gives a soul, He gives like a humble servant this hardship, He knows that we can bear through it.
Exactly.
And it's up to us.
Yeah, that's the point. So you have your own situations, it's true. and you're not going to take it as an excuse to justify yourself for every wrong thing you do. And also, you remember that God is going to judge you based on your own situation, and he's not going to burden you with things you're not going to be able to shoulder. Anyway, he's there, and he would actually back you up for whatever difficulties that you have in your own life. So I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, brother, and thank you, sister. This is all that we had for today's episode. Until another session, I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.